for whatever reason, episode 90, April 30th, 2009.
Chipmunk Sleepover.
Hi, this is Red Boy from the Red Boy Podcast, and you're listening to For Whatever Reason, the only podcast that will check your crack.
For whatever reason.
For whatever reason.
For, you know, whatever reason.
For whatever reason.
For whatever reason. For whatever reason.
Whatever, whatever.
For whatever reason.
Thank you, Ken, and welcome to For Whatever Reason.
You don't think Matt?
Why would I think Matt? Oh, no, give me a second. Welcome to For Whatever Reason. I'm Tim. And she's had a tequila-laced drink, and this ought to be fun. We need to record quickly before it goes off the rails. Say hi to the folks, Nanette.
I'm Nanette, and I've had a cocktail. It was blue.
It was what made up that cocktail?
It was limeade.
Yes.
And
ice.
Ice.
Blue curacao.
And tequila.
Tequila. Da, da, da. And then you topped it off and with then a little extra splash of...
added a shot on top just for good measure.
So to our new listeners, welcome. This is Nanette, my lovely wife.
On tequila.
And to our returning listeners, you said you wanted to hear her like this. Here you go. So I'm going to look at you and I'm going to hope that this doesn't turn into just some sort of a train wreck. I can say, so Nanette... what's going on?
You do hope it turns into a train wreck.
Actually,
you
I do.
That's
you're right.
More fun.
It is.
So my days of leisurely living and showering at noon are over.
No more dress slippers?
Over.
Over. You have to go to work like the regular losers.
I now have to go to work in an office.
You have to be there by the crack of 10:30.
Well, if I get there at 9:30, I'm like the first one there. So if I leave at 4:30, nobody notices that I got there at 9:30.
They just think you're working a 4-hour day?
No, they think I got there at 7.
Oh.
Because I didn't get there until 10:30, so they have no idea. Shh, they might be listening.
Oh.
Shh.
Shh.
Anyway, the Xbox game development has progressed to the point where they are asking the QA folk to come on down and start participating in the process. And so we are.
Part of your scrum team.
Yes, I'm assigned to a scrum team and we have daily scrum stand-up meetings. And
can you talk about what part of the game you're involved in, or is that secret?
No, I think I'm working on, well, I will be working on some testing some animations, and also working with the gentleman who is tasked with the creating the dialogue for the players and the characters in the game.
So are you doing that pathing thing you told me about, or is that somebody else?
What do you mean, pathing thing?
You showed where there was an ultimate route to get through the city, for example, and then if you...
No, that's going to be somebody else.
Okay. Yours is the character interaction.
Right. Okay. There's going to be a dialogue engine that we're actually filing a patent on as a sort of a new way to control dialogue and emotions within the game.
Now, you told me that you have a special, or you're going to have, along with your 26-inch monitor on your desk, you're going to have a special Xbox that will only play the development games, won't play regular games?
It's an Xbox development kit that we get directly from Microsoft that we use in the development environment, and mine is on order. So I'll have my work Xbox, which will only be usable for doing work stuff, and then my other Xbox.
Now, the downside of that is you can't bring the builds home for me to play.
Correct.
At least not until it gets to a later point where they do a build.
Probably at a beta point.
Right.
But anyway, it's me, and our admin is Karen. And she's a really cool chick. And it's the two of us in an office with about 30 guys.
So it's like a frat house.
It's kind of like a frat house.
How's that smell?
Yeah, it's lovely. Actually, I haven't noticed it's real bad. I've heard that some days can be worse than others.
I wouldn't walk near the restroom at about 1:30, especially not if you see guys with newspapers.
Well, Karen and I have our own potty room.
Lucky
that's
you.
Just for the girls. So she's actually having to be kind and share it with me. And
she's probably just happy to see another woman.
Yeah, all the other bathrooms have stacks of gaming magazines on the floor, so they don't actually carry newspapers around.
See, we've got a rule against that. One of the first things we did when we took over our floor at work, and this was my buddy Lamar did this actually. We went in and installed magazine racks in the stalls, and then got a table. And we put signs up that said, do not put magazines on the floor. If you're going to put them on the floor, throw them away because we don't want to touch them. So we actually have, and the other floors have been picked up on this.
Yeah.
Lamar's well, like that.
Yeah. My boys aren't quite that advanced in the technology of magazine racks.
It's kind of like I walked down the hall the other day.
Remember the word frat? House.
Well, I was walking down the hall the other day and a guy was coming out of the bathroom.
Not that I've ever been in a frat house.
Right. But he was coming out of the bathroom early in the morning. And for some reason, he had taken off his, whatever he was wearing, sandals or whatever. So he was walking out of the bathroom barefoot. And I looked at him and said, dude, what are you doing? And he said, yeah, I didn't think about it until I got in there and then went,
ew.
And I'm just thinking, you need to go wash your feet.
Ew.
Anyway.
So anyway, back in the office, my Skype friends miss me and I miss them because I'm not able to hang out with them all day and chit chat as we're available. But it's all right. I'm at work. I'm happy to be busy. All is good. I'm happy to have a job.
Yeah, there are worse things than actually being forced to work 3 or 4 hours a day in your field of employment. You know?
3 or 4 hours. I work from 10:30 to 5 or something like that.
You've gotten home late a couple nights.
Yeah.
Because of bookings and stuff.
And I'm reading the backstory on the game, and I'm learning about liches and mages and stuff that I don't understand.
You just said Andy's going to call now. You just set him off. You mentioned a lich.
Ooh, Andy who?
Andy Cast Andy.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean?
I mentioned that today at lunch at work. I was sitting there, and I said, they asked some stuff about the game. I said, well, I can't tell you a whole lot, but it does something involving a lich. And my buddy Brent was sitting across from me, and he just lit up. He's like, lich? That's from WoW. And it's like, yeah, settle, Sparky.
Yeah, so I've been reading. They've developed, you know, the backstory on the characters and all, and so I've been reading a lot of the backstory. Not that I understand any of it, but I'm reading it so that I'm at least familiar with it.
Familiar.
And I had crawfish last weekend.
Yes.
La 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 la. I had a lot. Well, I didn't have a lot. I had a lot for me, considering I haven't had any in a few years. But I had 4 pounds.
We got to meet up with some friends.
I wish it was more. And yeah, so we met with Desi and Joel, and Dina came with us. And we went to the LSU Alumni Association Crawfish Boil, which is an annual event that I haven't been to in probably 16 or 17 years.
More than 15. We know that.
Yeah,
I've never been to it.
I've only been to one. And so finally went again. And it was nice. It was up at Lake Allatoona in North Georgia.
Well, the people there were great because I had a fabulous time. I grabbed the camera.
Yeah, you socialized more than I did.
I did. I got up and I walked around and I came up with a project. And we'll see if it actually turns into an FWR TV. But I pretty much walked around with the camera and walked up to people who would look at me suspiciously at first. And I said,
He wore his LSU hat, so he didn't look out of place.
I'd sit down and say, I need you to do a favor for me.
But he has the wrong accent.
And they would say, what? And I said, first of all, I got a bunch of friends who don't know anything about crawfish. So what I need you to do is everyone claims they've got the best way to eat crawfish or to peel a crawfish. So I need you to show me your way. And then got everybody to show me. And the various stories that people told me. Some people said they were really good. Some people said they were really bad. My favorite
was the crawfish or the peeling?
The peeling.
Techniques.
My favorite was the lady whose entire way of peeling a crawfish was to say, I think it was Dale, peel a crawfish. But anyway,
there you go.
I got to meet a lot of really interesting people. That was actually a lot of fun. It forced me out of my shell a little bit. And I went and just, I would just walk along. And if somebody made eye contact with me, it's like, oh, it's on. you're going to be on my video.
I haven't even seen any of your videos.
No, there were some really interesting people. I had a lot of fun.
Cool. So I had a lot of fun because I got to eat a lot of crawfish, and you had some jambalaya,
yes,
which was really yummy, and some red beans and rice, which was really yummy.
And some boudin that was very good.
Some grilled boudin, which was yummy.
So rice dressing in a case, in case you didn't know.
What else was there? There were hamburgers and hot dogs, blah, blah, blah. But they had a lot of crawfish and a really cool crawfish boiling rig.
And I got some shots of that, too. The guy looks like he had 300 pounds left when we left.
Yep.
I'm not sure what he was doing with that.
Probably bringing it to somebody's restaurant for use later.
Yes.
But anyway, that's what's going on with me. My life is changing, but for the good, and I'm all happy about it. So we're good with that. And now I need to know from you what's going on.
We went to a Gwinnett Braves game.
Woohoo!
We went to a AAA baseball game with the new... or at the new stadium built in Lawrenceville, Georgia.
Buford?
Lawrenceville.
Yeah, it's right by your dad's.
I think that side of the highway it's called Lawrenceville.
I don't think so. Maybe so.
I think it is. So we went to...
Tell us, John. Tell us.
North Gwinnett County and saw the Gwinnett Braves play and saw a nice little baseball game. There weren't all that many people there because it was a school night and it was a little chilly and it was early in the season. The ballpark is a really... really nice facility.
It's very
nice,
nice
people.
Very
easy pretty. To get in and out of. And
yummy nachos.
They had, they met Nanette's main test. They had this monstrous nacho thing with a lot of meat and cheese for
the
$6.
The nachos were so good. It was like this huge nacho tray. And then they fill it with chips. And then you can choose chicken or beef or shredded pork. And they just cover your chips with meat. And then gooey. Liquidy, cheesy, nacho cheese.
And it's like a 10x6 tray, but it's probably
And then you can get shredded cheese, and you can get sour cream, and you can get tomatoes, you can get all the toppings, and black beans, and jalapenos, and all sorts of stuff.
And it was, what, $6.50?
And it was $6.
$6.
And it was really good, and it was way, and that was my dinner, and that was way more than I could eat.
I even helped her eat quite a bit of it, and we still left some.
Yeah, but it was really good, so I was happy with that, because as you all know, good nachos mean good ballpark.
Relatively cheap hot dogs and corn dogs.
And I got a free drink.
You got a free drink by being the designated driver. Their beer was mostly Budweiser products, although they at least had the Budweiser American Ale, which was but they had Yuengling, which made me happy. And when it's a little warmer, they had the...
And they ran out by like the second inning.
They had the ice cream. They had an Edie's ice cream stand.
Yes.
And the view of the field was really good.
And we were right behind home plate, which is my favorite place to sit.
And we were sitting most of the way back, which means that we were, you know, like 20 rows
we're
total
in row
back. O or S?
O.
Okay. And we moved to a different section up the baseline.
15 rows back.
We had a really good view from there, too. And it's actually
was... Yeah, because the kid behind us wouldn't stop talking. And then there were people in front of me, so I couldn't actually see home plate. Even though I had a great seat, the guy's head was between my face and home plate.
And didn't we have a foul ball come like three people over from us again?
Yes, and have a picture of it.
Yeah, so... we enjoyed the ballpark, and Buckeye John wanted us to give our review of it, because I know he's been to the park.
I thought the parking was pretty easy. We were close.
Yeah.
It wasn't a far walk, and...
the place wasn't...
It's not a huge parking lot, and so there's no bad parking, really.
It's not a huge facility
it's not a
either.
Huge, right.
Some of the spring training places we went were bigger than that, so...
Yep.
But it was a nice park, and we're going to at least two more games.
Well, we're going to a game next week.
Yes, we are.
And so, then one at the end of June.
So we enjoyed it quite a bit, and we look forward to going again.
It's now time for Tim's Manly Task of the Week.
Ow!
Beavis is rocking out.
God, I love that. I just
rock it,
love
Beef.
That. So, Manly Task of the Week. I will merely ask a question that I put on Twitter this morning. Chipmunks. Why did it have to be chipmunks?
Because they're so darn cute.
Yeah. Chipmunks are as cute as raccoons to me. I don't want to see those damn things either.
Well, but Cressley can't fit a raccoon through the door.
Yeah, our passive-aggressive cat has taken to bringing... He'll kill a bird. He'll kill a mole. Sometimes he'll kill a chipmunk. But lately, what he's been doing is bringing the chipmunks in.
He's just trying to keep them as pets.
And then just letting them go.
He brings them inside, releases them, and then forgets about them.
Now, it was one thing when you were working from home, because I'd come home and you'd say, I think there's one out there, and then I'd move Ginger's great big throne pillow, and the thing would come running out, and we figured out to get brooms out, and we would chase them out.
Sweep them out the door.
So we had one get loose early in the week, and it ran all over the place, and we had both of the doors open, and we're running around with brooms looking like idiots.
I have a newsflash. Chipmunks ain't smart.
No, not only are they not smart, but they also, when they panic, will climb walls. And if you have T111 walls, which is like a wide beatboard,
you know, 16 feet tall.
They'll climb up 15 feet. So they're 15. This stupid chipmunk is 15 feet up the wall, and I grab the only thing I can throw, which is a little duck.
Aflac duck.
Little duck that when you squeeze it goes, Aflac. And I'm throwing it, and it's bouncing off of that and hitting me back in the head, and I'm trying to get the damn thing just to come down to the ground so we can swing a broom at it. The cat is freaked out because we're running around, and he's scared of the chipmunk and leaves the room. This is our killer. Thank you, Cressley. Ginger's just looking at us and going, what the hell's wrong with you?
Ginger's going, I need a new set of parents. You two aren't qualified.
So we finally get this stupid chipmunk down and get him chased out the door, and he's got big marks in his back.
Because where Cressley bit down Cressley on him to on carry him, just, him in.
Right. So we get him out, and it's like, well, thank God we took care of that. So that was then. Today is Thursday, so Wednesday. He was acting like something
was
up.
No, I saw it in the morning before I left for work.
Okay. So
And so when we got home Wednesday, I told you.
So again, great big pillow in the corner. I take it. I move it. Chipmunk comes running out, tries to run across my feet. And this was the single dumbest chipmunk ever.
Ever.
We spent 10 minutes chasing it around. It kept running to the door, but it would run behind the door rather than out the doorway.
It even went swimming in the water bowl.
It even ran into Cressley and came between his legs where he could have eaten it.
And he didn't.
He ran from it.
Yes. He went running outside like a little girly kitty.
So we've got this chipmunk going all over the place. And it finally, like, I kept getting behind the cat beds and stuff. And then it ran for the cat door and disappeared. And I went, oh,
it got out.
It got out the cat door. And then
not
I looked
so
out
much.
The other side and I went, cat door's not moving and it's not outside. And I thought to myself, oh,
there's
no.
A hole in the wall.
You see, the cat door is cut into a stud bay. So the cats come through the door and then they've got, 4 inches? Of spot they've got to walk through. They've got this little threshold kind of thing. And I think to myself, please be a fire stop. Please be a fire stop. So I look up and I can't see. So I go and I get the tube from the
vacuum,
the little wet dry vac I've got. And I take it and I start to shove it up the hole. And it immediately goes up like 8-10 inches. Shoot.
And then you hit the chipmunk.
As I just censored myself because that's not what I said. But darn heck. Oh, fiddle is what I said. And I start swinging the little thing around and poof, a chipmunk just falls out and, of course, runs across my feet.
Which kind of freaks Tim out.
Well, when I'm barefoot, yeah.
I have to put on your combat boots next time.
You didn't care for it when he ran across your feet either.
He was wet. It was kind of gross.
So we resume the chase.
I didn't know if he'd peed on me or what.
Keep in mind, this room is like, what, 12 by 25? Resume the chase. He's running all over the place.
It's a big room full of furniture.
So we finally get him. He gets back behind the pillow. I move the pillow. He runs out, tries to run through the water. Again, both doors are wide open.
He won't go out. He runs behind the doors, but not through the doors.
Or around them. He'll run at Cressley, but he won't run out the door.
He jumped on the love seat a couple times and hit under the throw pillows.
So he goes back, whoop, disappears again.
Into the wall. There's a chipmunk in the wall.
I try and knock him out. He doesn't come out. I say, forget it. I'm going to bed. In the morning, he'll be there. And he'll probably be out, and I'll just get him out then. So I come down this morning. And I walk over, and I move the pillow.
Which is his favorite place to go, because he can hide and he poops under it.
Yes, he poops a lot under it. And he goes running across the room and heads straight for the cat door and whoop,
up the wall.
Crap, I forgot to block the cat door. So I say, fine. I go and I get my fish tape. thing for fishing wires through walls. And I take it and I start shoving it up the wall. When I got about 5 feet up the wall, I realized, yeah, this stud bay goes all the way up, and that's a 16-foot high wall there. We'll just wait until I get home. So, I come home, and the first thing I do is I take the flexible cat bed, and I shove it in the hole where the cat door is, and I shove it up that wall. Then, and only then,
do I move the big pillow.
Do I approach the big pillow.
Where we know the chipmunk is hiding and pooping.
I move it. Little sucker comes flying across the room. Again, sucker's not the word I used when I described him. Comes flying across the room, runs all over the place. We chase him for a while.
Well, I wasn't here.
I chase him for a while. Again, the cats look at him like, what?
Cressley, where did you come
actually,
from?
Actually, Cressley started chasing him once.
No.
For about 5 seconds, and then he decided
and then
he
went, you do it.
No, he was scared of me running around.
Mm-hmm.
So I finally get him directed towards
your
the door.
Alpha cat.
He runs out the door, crosses the threshold. He's outside. He turns around and comes back in, at which point I go, oh, hell no. And
oh,
I chase,
hails to the
oh,
no.
hails no. And I chase him back the other direction, get him to cross, get him outside, and I immediately pull the screen shut. Then I get a measuring tape out. I measure how wide the hole is. I go straight out to the garage. I still haven't moved the cat bed. And I go out and I cut 7.5-inch piece of 2x4. I pull the cat bed out, and I reach my hand up into that hole, and I shove a 2x4 up in place, and I've got that hole blocked so he can't get back up.
Because the last thing we need is a rotting chipmunk in the wall. He
chipmunks.
Poops under the pillow.
Why did it have to be chipmunks? So there, for once, I had an amusing story, and now I'm going to look at you and ask you to tell me about your video game experiences.
Well, let's see. Not at work.
No, at home.
Wario Shake It.
Shake it, shake it. It's actually Wario Land Shake It.
Yeah.
The full name.
And it's cute. I'm not real good at those games, and you didn't play, Dana and I played. And so I want you to play it because I think it'll be more interesting if you can figure some of it out.
I just saw you guys looking
foolish. Because I'm not very good at those games.
It looked like it didn't have the fun of like the WarioWare games. It looked like it was just like, shake your hand a lot.
No, you have to run and jump and go through things and break things and solve puzzles and stuff. But we didn't get very far in it. And then I got the You're in the Movies, which I told you last time we got because it had the camera.
For the Xbox 360?
After playing with it a little bit. It's good for getting the camera if you can get it for $10.
Well, it was funny because it would it did that cool thing where it would green screen you. You went and you stood in the room and it got in the frame and then you'd left and it took the room out of the picture and,
right.
and it put you into movie trailers, basically, is what it did.
Yeah, and you know, it's cute. And I can see where if you had a house full of teenage girls, it would be fun at a slumber party for them to play with it. But it's just not really for me. I just really wanted the camera, so I don't really see myself playing the game very much. And at work, the company bought a copy of Fallout 3 for me because Fallout 3 actually uses the same gaming engine that we're using for work. And so they gave me the copy and said that I needed to play that. So we actually started playing it today at the office a little bit.
And for those of you who have played the game before, Steve Lupipe, I'm looking at you. If you have things that you
what about
have
Dan?
Or Dan. If you have things, you can listen again now, Dan. If you have things that you dislike about the game and things that you really like about that particular game.
Or bugs that you found in it. Let me know.
Let us know. Because that actually could help with the game development of what Nanette is working on.
That's right. Project Black Orchid. Da da da.
This is Listener Thomas, and it's time for the garden update.
Speaking of gardens.
Are we?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
So we finally planted some stuff.
We did plant a few things, and a few things survived.
Planted 8 tomato plants so far, including a couple of a baby Roma and a little pair of tomatoes. And we put 9 burpless cucumber plants in. And hello, mic stand. And most of those burned.
Who's Mike? Where's he standing?
right in front of you, apparently, by that cable. And most of the cucumbers.
Well, it went from, like, cool to really hot.
It went from 65 to 85 all of a sudden, which was a little weird for us here.
And so today was actually cooler, but it got really hot really fast, and it didn't take much for the cucumber plants to go.
And so they burned up to a certain extent, but luckily you have been cultivating new plants from seed
in the
patio room.
I have some peat pots in the patio room that I'm starting. Some of them are doing all right, some of them not so great.
Matter of fact, when I was throwing the Aflac duck, that's one of the things it came back and hit. It directly landed in the middle of some of your plants at one point.
Oh, is that what happened to them?
The little one, the standalone herb one?
Yeah.
The first throw bounced off the wall and knocked that thing over.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you've got a bunch of cucumbers and other things.
Cucumbers and thyme and white squash and spinach and, I don't know, some other stuff planted in peat pots that whenever it's grown up a little bit more, we'll put it out into the garden.
Yeah, and I'm likely to start to set up different stands and things. I've got to get my tomato cages and get some more tomatoes in this week. But we will see what we do from there. There should be a lot of stuff coming up.
Would you rather have beer or complete and utter contentment?
What kind of beer?
In this case, wacko.
You're wacko, Tim.
Wacko. For those of you that follow me on Twitter, you would have seen a picture the other day where I showed the beer I was enjoying. It actually showed up on my Facebook page also. And I was enjoying a Magic Hat Wacko, a beer that I enjoyed quite a bit when I had it in a bottle.
Until I poured it into a glass.
It is a light summer ale, and it had a little hint of fruitiness, but when I poured it into the glass, I found out that it was pink.
It's kind of a bright pink. It's not like a pale pink. It's kind of weird.
And that pink comes from beet juice, because Magic Hat, that's how they roll. I didn't know that until I saw it in the glass, and it was just kind of odd. And actually,
it changes the taste, because your visual
impact
makes it weird.
It doesn't
look like beer.
It doesn't have a standout flavor. It's a nice, light summer beer, but honestly, I have found that it tastes completely different in a glass than it does in the bottle, and I greatly prefer it in the bottle. Now, I read up on the Magic Hat site, and they said, and I quote, "A portion of the fermentable sugars that make up this beer come from beet sugar. Real beet extract is also used, which gives the beer a beautiful light red color. Its body is inviting and the taste is smooth. Hops are barely perceivable and are there to help balance out the sweetness from the malt." And I think that's a very accurate description. There are barely any perceivable hops, and it's just enough to sort of mellow out the sweetness. It is it's a nice beer. I probably will buy it again just to have around in the summer, but I will not pour it into a glass.
Pour it in a glass. It sort of ruins it as a beer.
Because
your brain doesn't see beer, and so your tongue doesn't taste beer.
Well, and I also don't know if it's just the difference of having the wider opening of a glass versus the bottle, if it changes the bouquet and the way that you smell it.
No, I think it's a mental thing. I really do.
Hmm.
Okay. Maybe if you blindfolded yourself, you could drink it in a glass.
Maybe so.
We'll have to try that.
Feedback. 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 Feedback.
I think it's time for us to play some feedback.
We don't have a lot.
No, we had some people comment. Like, we received some comments on the website about how we had a dirty, dirty show last week.
That's true. Some people were offended, and we apologize.
Do we?
No.
Okay. We still kept it family friendly.
Only if your mind was in the gutter did you go there.
And speaking of family friendly, we have two calls from listener Gianni. We're going to play call number one. Call number two, we can't play.
Not family friendly.
Not family friendly. That's the way they roll in Boston, apparently. All about trying to titillate with dirty words.
Let's play the first one.
Let's play the first one, because we don't need to hear the potty mouth of Johnny and Kenty. We'll just listen to the clean call from Johnny. Take it away, Johnny.
Hey, kids. Gianni calling. And I'm wondering whether or not the addition of the vinegar in the no-knead bread is for the purpose of controlling or adjusting the pH of the bread dough. Since vinegar is acetic acid, and acetic acid is very basic, so I'm wondering if that was the reason. Who knows? Bye.
actually acetic acid would be very acidic, which acidic, is what he said in the next call before
call
he went all potty mouth and started showing off his Boston potty mouthness.
So after that call, I actually looked it up on the Cook's Illustrated website, and the vinegar
is there any
added.
Potty mouth talk on Cook's?
No, Chris Kimball is not a potty mouth.
That'd be really wicked fun, though. In Boston.
Boston, dude.
Fun. Yeah.
So the vinegar is added to enhance the tangy taste of the bread.
Tangy taste.
Even though I was a little tipsy when I wrote this and it says tangy taste.
The tangy taste?
Tangy taste. Of course, I also spelled engine with two G's somehow.
Yo, G. Yo. Yo, G.
Attention, Earthlings. I have some news. Beep, 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 beep. Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you see, I'm just going to keep rolling because I don't want to give you much chance to fade. You're already totally reclined, just cut. I mean, really, if I had a footstool, you'd be set here right now. So I wanted to add a little For Whatever Reason news, catch you people up on some of what's going on in the world of For Whatever Reason. One of the things going on is we now have...
Are we on The Price is Right?
I'm using my radio voice.
Are you like Johnny, what's his face?
Or Rod Roddy, except without the shiny jacket, as far as these
are
people
are. Are you
know.
Rod Roddy?
No, there's a couple of differences between
hey,
me and Rod
hey,
Roddy.
Happy anniversary to Crystal and Rod.
Oh, I need to write that down now. Yeah.
Yeah, it's their wedding anniversary, and he proposed all over again.
Is that why he said he was getting married in 3 days?
Okay. It was today he sent her a proposal. Hmm. It was really sweet. Anyway, back to For Whatever Reason news.
I don't know. That's not nearly as exciting as a re-proposal and all that.
I know. It's cool.
So we now have a Facebook fan page. And for those of you that didn't know it, we used to have a Facebook group, which I have shut down because it just didn't work. But the Facebook fan page actually seems to be working. If you've not joined, please go join. There'll be a link in the show notes. And I'll also... Well, I'm going to eventually add something to the website that'll have it there, but there'll be a link in the show notes. And it'll take you to, or just go to Facebook and search for whatever reason. It'll pop right up. And the page has a place where you can add pictures and video, or you can write on the wall. There are also little discussion forums if you want to go ahead and start a thread or join a thread. I've got a thread out there right now asking people to introduce themselves and have a little fun.
That's on
with
the
that.
Discussion tab.
Yes, it is. And one of the people who joined right away, very early, was listener, well, not listener, was co-Twitterer Sarah Davis. And Sarah Davis is half of the absolutely wonderful podcast, How Much?
How Much Do We Love?
How Much Do
Sarah
We Love?
Sarah and Rob, and I love, love, love How Much Do We Love?
Even though their show description says that they're about, like, fashion and stuff like
and
that.
TV. Which yeah. It's not true. They just talk about things that they love. Food and drinks and cool stuff.
It's normally wacky stories and beverages.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes they talk about a TV show that they love, but a lot of it is about, you know, the dried fruit or the freeze-dried fruit at Trader Joe's and cocktails
We're
and
using
stuff.
This as an
and
opportunity
really
to
cool.
convince Shelley she needs to be listening to this show, which I think
Not
she
just
will
Shelley,
want.
Everybody, because it's an awesome show.
So one of the people that joined the Facebook fan page very early on was a listener named Deborah, and she began listening to our show all the way back at episode 1, God help her, and posted a note that said that she was up to episode 5 and already loved it, and we adore her for that sentiment. And I immediately gave her a couple of shows to go listen to and hope that she will be catching up and keeping up with our regular shows. We appreciate having a new listener, and big thanks to Sarah, and please bring more friends in, and please go join the Facebook page. It's been really cool to watch that number go up and watch people participate. It looks like an opportunity for maybe a little FWR community.
And listen to How Much Do We Love, too.
Absolutely, go listen.
It's awesome.
And again, there'll be a link to them in the show notes, and some of that came about because of Twitter, and you've heard us talk about Twitter before.
You've heard everybody talk about Twitter.
We're basically...
We were on Twitter.
We are slightly less popular than Oprah, but only slightly.
And Ellen and Ashton Kutcher, but only slightly.
I'm not sure. I think you have almost as many followers as Rainn Wilson.
Probably so.
For those of you that are Twitterers, you can follow us. We are Cajun Nan and FWR Tim. I'll leave the exercise up to you to figure out which one of us is which.
That's right. Good
there
luck.
There are links to our Twitter pages where you can click on the little follow button.
I'm not a huge frequent Twitterer, but I Twitter a few times a week. And whenever I post new recipes to the FWR page, I do update it. I do let people know via Twitter. So if that's one of the reasons you care about our show, then join Twitter, follow me, and you'll know when new recipes have appeared on the webpage.
And I put up show update information and other non sequiturs. If you begin following me on a Friday, you're likely to get hit with a whole bunch of music links because I tend to sit at work and listen to music on Fridays and post which albums I'm listening to. Don't worry, I don't do that every day, just mostly on Fridays. Finally, rounding out For Whatever Reason news, because we, you know, have to always bring the show down at the end. Wanted to send out a special bit of condolences to our good friend Charlie White. Charlie lost his companion, his dog Molly, who has been his close friend.
10 years.
11.
11.
11 years of going on Jeep trips and everything else with him, the Frisbee champion.
That's right.
But a dear, dear friend and companion for him. And
Dare I say, soulmate.
Absolutely. And we can do nothing but pass on all of our best wishes and our condolences, actually, to Charlie, and just let him know that we're still thinking about him and that we're here. If he needs a little encouragement or hear some funny little stuff or whatever else.
Hey, I have a Holly update, too.
Yes, you do. A Holly Novak, not Dave, but
that's
Holly
right.
Novak
that's
update.
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm seeing Dave at the office every day, which is great. He's doing fine. And Holly started her chemo this week for her breast cancer treatment. And she had a couple, actually, maybe it was last week, I don't remember. But she had a couple of down days, and she is bouncing back. She actually got her hair cut in a nice, cute, short, sassy cut.
It's a great cut.
It's adorable. And she wanted to cut it short so that whenever she starts losing her hair, it's not as much to shave off. Whenever she does lose it completely, she has wigs already. But she looks great. She had a couple of down days, but her chemo doses are so much lower than Dave's. He said they're actually, you know, he makes fun of her for her minor inconveniences and minor fuel bads because it's so much less than what he went through. But they're able to maintain some humor in it all, and she's actually already bounced back from her first dose, and so she'll have a couple of good weeks before her next chemo treatment. So,
you know,
again, keep her in your prayers, keep her in your thoughts. She's an awesome gal, and she's running a house with Dave and their two boys and doing a great job, and love her.
While this is still a very serious illness and thing to go through, it's nothing like it was when we were kids, when it was just the most terrifying thing in the world. It's a rough thing for her to go through, but she can soldier through this, and she can survive, and everything will be great, and she will pull through all of this just wonderfully.
That's right.
I'm sure of it.
Love to you guys if you're out there listening.
Is it time for me to point the ship back to the harbor?
Let's do it, man.
Let's point the ship back to the harbor, and I shall push this button right here. If people want to find us on the internet, where would they go?
ForWhateverReason.net.
If they'd like to send us an email, they would send it to
ForWhateverReason@gmail.com.
And if they'd like to leave us a voicemail, profane or not, they would call.
Whoa, no profanity. Oh, I don't care. 206-888-2972.
Call when your rates are
nice and low.
Our outro this episode is the song Can't Hardly Wait by Justin Townes Earl from the album Midnight at the Movies. Yes, this is Steve Earle's son, and yes, this is a great song. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Elvis has left the building. Thank you and good night.
Rides beside me, never buys any smoke. Well, hurry up, hurry up. Ain't you had enough of this stuff?
Okay, it's settled. You schmucks are going down.
Dude, not a chance.
Us, the dream team. You, Angola.
Us, Cheez-Its, you Cheez-Nips.
Us, the Godfather, you Godfather 3.
Us, Radiohead, y'all Coldplay.
What's wrong with Coldplay?
Oh, dude, if you even need to ask.
Who's Coldplay?